look in the matzah and read it.
Now, what does that do for us? That is, you know, videos where we don't see too many videos, hopefully. but that's effectively a National Geographic of what it looks like. You know, you've ever seen a National Geographic? Everyone saw National Geographic, right? Like they show you how the killer whales.
That's your virus.
I love that. Right, how the killer whales, you know, hunt and they catch the dolphins in the North Pacific. You know, it's like it's a phenomenal experience, right? So, Imru Lefanei Malchus, this is your National Geographic, right? This is, we're being informed. We want to know. We're being informed as to what's the real, the metius ha'amitis. What's the emissor metius in the world, in the world? We're being informed of what's going to be in the Geula, and at which point the world will reach its tachlis and forever and ever and ever continue on that track. If you want to have an idea of what Netzach is about, right? If you imagine a forever and ever and ever, imagine a huge storehouse that's filled with grain, and every year a bird comes and takes one grain. Right? Imagine the biggest building you've seen, filled with grain, and every year a bird comes to take another single grain. And so that's pretty. It's a long time, right? That's just a marshal. Right? Okay, so this we're being exposed to the toughest of the world. We actually are being exposed to not just something in the future, but something that is a tremendous reality in the present. It's almost like a kingdom which has been exiled. The king is in exile and he's waiting to come back and tackle the. That's the world is run by Memshele Zodin, is ruled by the Ra, the Kofas HaRa. If you look in Alei Shor in the second Chelek, you'll see where he brings the Das Tvunos. He quotes the Das Tvunos, a piece from the Ramchal, which describes the purpose of Ra, why it was created, how it's let to run free, and how it's going to be. What the status is to bring about schar for all of us. So we're discovering the metzius hamitis. Now that's imru lefanei malchus. So how do we get to kedesh etam lichuni? So see what it's about. See what the world is really about. Right? See what the neshama of the world is, and recognize that the rest of it is all a farce. It's a puppet show. Right? The emes is there's if you look below the surface. Just go beneath the surface, you'll see there's a world, that's there, that is hidden, that is pushed aside, that is not given a pisku in peh lam yachalim lach. So that's what we're experiencing. That's the imru lefanei malchus. Now, what's our goal in going through the imru lefanei malchus? So the first thing is Chazal have helped us. They said, you know, imru lefanei malchus, go to seder, nuchas hanefesh, relax, enjoy. Right, it's a National Geographic, right? Now, but the thing is, it shouldn't just remain informative. The goal of all of that, of the Imru Lefanei Malchus, is that it should arouse us a yearning, a rotzui. We should wish, we should be kaveh, the tikva, that in fact that would take place. We want to ascribe to that, right? Not just to, oh, that's very nice, put the paper back and go back to work, right? You want to be informed, and you want to also experience, you want to attach yourself to it, you want to join on the bandwagon, you want to be a part of that. You want to daven for the group. You want to really feel that I want that. I recognize that, and I hope for that. That's what I'm about, right? That's the goal of our Imru, is to get our rotzen, our yearning for the Metzius HaMitzis. In other words, a rotzen for Kabbalah's or Malchus Shemayim. It's all the same. Recognizing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'emes is the Boirei Oilo, is the Melech Ala Oilo. That we are Nivroim and he's our Boirei. So we want to aspire to that. We want to yearn for that. Now, in order to achieve this goal, that when we say the Imru, we should thereby experience the rotzen for the Malchus that's being described to us. That we should desire that Malchus. So there's three prerequisites, three tnaim. to bring about that rotzen. The first one is basically, you look in the Mesillas Yeshorim, you'll see it in Chassidus under Yiras HaRoimimus, where he describes, and this is the first point, the first of the three conditions is that you have to think, you have to mitponen about that when you're standing and davening, you're not giving a shir. You're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't get up there and give a shir to your parents and your cousins and your friends and right. Don't do that, right? That's a great thing to do when it's time to get out there and do that, right? But when you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're speaking to Him, right? He's listening, ki'ish el ra'eyu, like when two chaverim speak to each other. He's listening. You're speaking. You're expressing your rotzen. You're reading. You're being informed, and you're hearing. You're receiving, and you're telling him that this is what I want. V'chein tein pachtecho, v'emosecho, and the simcho, and of course with a bit of all of this with menuchas anefesh, with excitement, with anticipation. Enjoy the program. Enjoy it. It's mamish. The simcha like you have on Rosh Hashanah is there's not much. There's not many times in the year where we actually have such a simcha. So now we'll discuss a lot of issues as we go. But let's do it kaseida. Let's go from klolim to protein. So that's the first thing. Just remember, and then the Mesillas Yeshorim tells you when you daven, which is the ikar expression of Yiras HaRoimimus. When you're actually speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you're actually involved in avodah. So then you have to think about this. So he says you need to think about this before.
Wait,
it's in Chassidus, and it's under the two. Right, he says it goes into. It's called the Chelek HaMaisa, and then he says, goes into the Chelek, the Oifen HaAsiya, the way, and there's two klolim as to how one does the various Maisim of Chassidus. Yeah. You'll find it in there. If you look under Chassidus, you'll find where, if it paragraphs it in any of the new stuff, you'll find Yira and Ava. Right. So, Yiras HaRoimimus. As he begins Yiras HaRoimimus, which is awe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then he explains how to get to Yiras HaRoimimus, you need that. You need to recognize that when you're involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you actually k'yishel ra'ayu. So remember not to get caught on Rosh Hashanah with giving droshes to yourself. You're going to give yourself a longer drosha. And you are not actually speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's very that's if you've ever noticed that. Right? You have such kavana in your davening. Right? That you were actually giving yourself Musar,
yeah.
Right? You weren't speaking to Hashem. It's a beautiful opportunity to work on it. Okay, right. So that's the first thing. We're speaking Kishel Rei with the Boyer Olam. Now the second thing is to awaken within ourselves a sense of awe. Right? That's what we call the Yiras HaRoimimus. The first thing is to recognize that we're speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we want to know who in fact are we speaking with, right? Who is the we have to chap, what does it mean, the creator of the world? Right? I'm speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So just a few points on this issue, sort of to help to, what you could draw from to achieve this. And you've got a long time in Rosh Hashanah. There's lots of tefillahs, and most of the day is davening, right? So you can do. Now, one of the things is we've had some siyata d'shmaya in this inyan, chizuk in this from when I say siyata d'shmaya, I mean chizuk in this nekuda. We were twin towers, right? That's something that on Rosh Hashanah, when you're davening, it's matim you saw coverage, or that was a few days before Rosh Hashanah, if anyone was aware of that. It wasn't coincidence, right? The fact that it was right before Rosh Hashanah, in my life I've never heard of or experienced something quite as awesome as it, right? Front page of the papers in the red AMA, right? just like. Right, so now that's something to, I mean, just, you've got to use your chush, you see, because there's not one, a person never can think of anything unless it goes through tziur. There's nothing you can envision unless it's, there's some tziur that you could connect it to. Right. So when you're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being awesome, right, so in order to end up with, or let's say Shabbos. Shabbos is beautiful. How do you get Shabbos to be beautiful? You think about the cholent, and you think about the thing, and this is mirrors and all that. And what does that end up doing? Ends up crossing over that Shabbos is beautiful, right? You don't come out with the maskola cholent is beautiful, and you come out with the maskola that Shabbos. That's how you bring up kids to love Shabbos, because you sang zmiras and there was nice food on Shabbos, and in that way you actually. Now, Shabbos is a metzias, but it's a metzias ruchni which you can't see and you can't touch. Right? So now that's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch. We want to have Yira Shomayim. We want to appreciate that He's awesome, not His essence that we never have shaychus to. Right? We know that that's not. But if you want to have, right? So these, that's why these meet. I mean, this was din. This was something else. This was something from the Geula. This was drawing from the future, from the Geula that's going to be in the future. This is. So that's the Twin Towers. You got the tsunami as well. I mean, that was also awesome. Yeah. Okay, there's that. You guys have each got your own. I'm just, you know. Now another thing that we could draw on to contemplate. Right? This all of this needs his bonus. You can't just have Twin Towers. Take the Twin Towers. It's not going to on Rosh Hashanah. They won't think about it. With the focus, you got to. Now, other things is your own past experiences of the Boi Boi. Right? Those things, each one, right, being under the starry night, at 3 in the morning, there wasn't a person around, never a person within 100 kilometers, right? You were the only one out there, right, in the desert or wherever it was. Right? I mean, and you just suddenly looked up and you just like you were blown away, right? You suddenly was. Hikir Avraham is Boiroi, and that stuck in your mind, and that's something that you can tap into again. A sunset, a symphony of nature. I mean, you know. By the way, nature is Elokim, and Teva is the same gematria as Elo Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem, because when you see nature, when you experience Hamei Loritz. Doesn't say the sun shines. Hamayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't see him, so it's like you hear a tune. You hear this beautiful tune coming down the streets in Tzfat, you know, and you hear this tune and you walk down, you look, and then you see that there's the violinist, the Alter Yid from Tzfat sitting there playing that violin, right? You know, it's like, but you knew that tune was being played by somebody. You just, like, you were drawn to see who it was, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not some. Leis machshava tofis beklal. So our shaykhus with him is through his actions, his the things that he made, his middos, right? That's how we get shaykhus to him. And your these experiences are what enable us to have some of that awe, to realize who are we speaking with, right? Who are we dealing with, right? Any matzav you were in a storm with lightning and thunder. I mean, there were experiences like that. Each one had his own. Right? You were on the ocean, that expanse of sea. Right? You went deep sea diving. I mean, it's just everyone's got their. Those are the things that you could draw on when you say, Kael, Godol, Giboir, Noira, right? Each Gadlus, Gvura. You ever saw a great white shark? You know, you get you have mamish Gvura, right? Or anyway, Noira, right? Noira is, and you come up with all kinds of Mesilas Bilavovam. You have every individual has his own personal sort of past that he in his tefillah, in his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's developing as he's thinking these things through. Suddenly you chapa pshat in a word. Suddenly you have a feeling about a word. Obviously you have to prepare before, you have to read, you have to understand the words. I mean, that's poshut, right? Fortunately, it seems like everyone's had that hachana. But come to Rosh Hashanah, knowing the nusa, the meaning of the words of the Shemoneh Esrei, and if you can, some of the main songs, the beautiful songs, absolutely amazing songs, all kinds of. Okay, so now, another thing to remember, right, to help us to have that awe, on Rosh Hashanah is that on Rosh Hashanah every one of us is going to be defined to a T, perfectly. I mean, if you know, like what I did last night, I drove home and there was a lot of people, a lot of traffic, all over the place, going through Modi'in, coming out of Beit Shemesh. And what I was thinking about is every single individual here, in every single car, right? Older, younger, babies, every single is going to be defined exactly who they are, what they are. I mean, if it's a baby, he's got he's a neshama from a mom, right? Everyone's essence is being defined perfectly. That's midas hadin. Right? It's not like you know, okay, let's see, we're going to give you, you know, it's first we everyone is actually experiencing midas hadin. Everyone's going to be defined, and midas hadin is going to say this is where we're holding. I don't see be'etzem any way that any one of us could be zoyche mitzad midas hadin. It's not shy, right? But right, so we're gonna. Our essence is defined. That's enough to absolute. If you can think about it enough, it's enough to give us a shrek. Right, it's mamish. That's person being seen straight through. Right, and a person is it says that the world, there's a pasuk somewhere which says the person's lave is the largest containing vessel that is in the universe. We thought the universe was big. Right, a person's lave is we don't mark you that, but that's because we're talking about ruchnis. Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees straight through every single aspect of every ma'aser that we've ever done, every machshava, every dibur, and he defines our where we're holding, exactly who we are. Then there's what's going to be, and the Chesed Hashem and the Rachamim and all that the shofar which is going to make him move from Kisei Adin to Kisei Rachamim, right? But appreciate that it's not that we're just going straight for the Rachamim, right? First week, the first is Din. Din wasn't thrown out. The Mishnah Yisroel speaks about it, right? Din wasn't. Din is there, and din will. Okay, it's for our benefit, by the way. The din, right? That's something that we might be able in those mesilas bilavovim, the paths in our heart that we could maybe achieve on Rosh Hashanah. One of them might actually be this: to recognize how the din is actually for our good, and how it's what makes us grow, and it's what drives us to move and to keep going, not to give up. Okay, so that's the second one. First prerequisite to that when we do the Imru, that we'll actually arouse a rotzen, a yearning for that Malchus, for the Geula, for the Metzius HaAmitis, for the real Metzius, right? So the first prerequisite was to realize that you're speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's listening and you're speaking. Then your second thing is, and who am I dealing with? Who am I talking to? Right? So we had the Twin Towers, the tsunami, your own past experiences with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then this other idea that everyone's being perfectly defined, and there's a myriad of different machshavos that will come. Each individual would come up.
That everyone is being perfectly defined, and therefore what?
I mean, and therefore
and
that
can't stand up to the
no. I'm sorry. About midas hadin, we're not shaykh to lefi midas hadin, but the fact that someone is taking me and actually seeing every little nook and cranny. What's behind every machshava? I mean, what's behind the machshavas, right? We think and we do and we say, and we're not aware of what's actually the depths of our decision. We did something, we said something, we thought something. Right? The emes is at the root of all of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what it was, good or bad, right? Right? Sometimes we think we're doing great ma'asim, and it's coming from a different place, or we think that we're doing something negative. The emesis is coming from a positive, right? I mean, I'm saying, you'll think about it. It's we don't have that much time. Now, the third prerequisite is we have to come to reach a hasoga, a mechush, that, in other words, to achieve, to attain, to recognize that there's that on the Rosh Hashanah that there's nothing as sweet. Now, there's no oinig like kivras elokim. That is the ultimate oinig that there is, and that's something that we've got to think about in Rosh Hashanah. And the second, we'll see that we've got a few sort of natural aids, siyata deshmayas, that help us to achieve all of this. But that's something that we want to achieve. That's in order for us to really yearn for the geula. So we, obviously, if we're sitting and thinking, you know, Malchus Avdus, being an Oyved Elokim is not as good as being Hefker, being able to do what you want. Right? That machshava is a steer to enjoying and really being makabel ol malchus shamayim. That's why we need to come to a hakara, a recognition, to be masig. And a hasaga means at least, even if you're not actually there, but you suddenly recognize it, right? Now, Rosh Hashanah is a time, if we once, I had a few examples here, right? If one says, like the Rav of Tifrach said, if one has once tasted the time of a tefillah with bechi, when you just, it's likely to have been also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? If a person once had that experience where he just, Bosh, it was something from a different world, just took him away. But at that moment, you must see that there's nothing like Kirvas Hashem, and that helps a lot on Rosh Hashanah. Or if one has ever experienced that, any individual matzav, or person was in a sakana, or something happened, or someone in the family, or something positive, and the person was just alone with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and in absolute dveikus, you've experienced that once. It's like that's it. You don't need to be, you know that there's nothing like that in the world. Mimela, for example, if one has experienced learning like an Eved Hashem, where you feel that, you just feel that this is a different, this is not science and math, this is, you feel that vacant, right? So those experiences, if you can be masig that on Rosh Hashanah, we can come to our saga on Rosh Hashanah that is the mitzvah, that is the fact, that this is nothing more sweet and nothing more, no oiner greater than that. It might also be that there's moments when you're connected with the sunset or the stars or the Boiro Ilam that way, and you recognize it. That what's a burger got in this? You know, I mean, that a Nando's. Okay, now now the natural aids we've got on Rosh Hashanah that make this a lot easier, because here we are sitting thinking like, you know, I'm not really right so into it right now. I'm feeling a little bit like I'd like to be there, but the thing about Rosh Hashanah is that Akash Baruch Hu Psukim Revolver writes this. All you need is to have the emunah that this is the case, right? Akash Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Kivo. It says in Chazal, as you run in, we say it in Kabbalah Shabbos, as you run in Atzei Hayor, then the leaves of the forest will rustle. Lifnei mi, the leaves are rustling. Before whom? Lifnei Hashem. And says the pasuk Kivo, right? Because he's coming. Says the Chazal, Berosh Hashanah, Kivo Beyom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shechina is coming with his Agilu Yom Shechina. Just like at Mamad Har Sinai, there was a Gilu of Shechina, and the Shofar was blown, and that's why we blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Shechina is Nisgale. Now, where is it Mitgale? In the lave of every individual. That's how far reaching it goes, to the greatest container that there is in the universe, and that's the person's lave. Right? It fills the person's lave. So on Rosh Hashanah, you just have to have the emun, right? You don't have to, don't worry, right? Your average tefillah, your tefillah where you put effort and you concentrated and you thought about what you were doing year round, on Rosh Hashanah, that's like, you'll have a different experience. You'll connect with all of this, right? So what this natural, you're in, imagine if you're after the Gula, when you get up and down, right? And there's no more Yetzirah, right? No more Yetzirah. Pasha, you just want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's what it's going to be like. That's what we describe in the Musaf. Right? At that point, you're going to run out of bed to daven. Right? We have, to a large extent, this is the experience in Rosh Hashanah. Right? When you're davening, particularly during the davening, during the Musaf, during the Shachar, the Shmona Esrei, during Shofar, the Gilu of Shechina, and that Gilu is experience. You just have to prepare yourself. You just have to be ready to receive it, right? And have the emunah that it's there. That's all. Doesn't take much more than that. Relax. Now, okay. So, and the other thing is, the other thing is about Tikkia Shofar. that at Kir Shofar, this he brings down from Mekubalim, that the emes is that every year with Kir Shofar, the battlefront with the koyach of the Ra, with Ra, is the Ra disintegrates. The front disintegrates, and the memshala of emes of a kodesh baruch of ruchnias is moves forward, and that happens every year with Tikir Shofar. So this is a revolverite. It's a time when it's mesugal to conquer areas which you weren't able to conquer year round, right? Because Ra is being defeated in this point. It's being the battlefront is moving, right? The allies against the Germans, right? And the battlefront is going back at that point with the Tikir Shofar. Tikir Shofar, that's what happened in Mamad HaSinai. That will be with Tekava Shofar God, with the great Shofar that will be blown. That will be the destruction, the complete destruction of the Ra. But every year there is a level of destruction that the Ra is suffering. At its root, it may look like it's healthy, but inside it's cancerous. Inside
it's government.
What's that?
Don't get on the government.
So that's a time when a person can be a person. I don't know what to do then exactly, right? But it's a time when one can things that which one couldn't quite get over. Right? That's the time to go for it. You know, to think about it, to try to see if one can. Okay, so at the end of this all, I'm saying that's I don't know what to say. So it's a day of simcha, right? Because to have this experience and have this yearning, it's a tremendous experience. I mean, suddenly we're back to who we really are. On Rosh Hashanah, you discover who you would really like to be, which means what you are at your essence. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring about the Geula where the Ra will be destroyed and there will be no more Taivas, right? And you're ascribing for all of that. You're saying, I want that. I want Memshel HaZodin should be completely disappear like a cloud that dissipates and is gone forever and ever. Right? And I want all of that. And all I'm going to want is Dveikus, right? And you're ascribing for that. You're saying all my tithes and all the things that disturb me. I want a world where that won't be a reality, right? So it's a. Okay, now there's a few things that we. The first thing I want to deal with now, this is number two, is the sort of the michsholim that they are, the types of things that are going to disturb us in Rosh Hashanah. The first one is it's. I'd like to move a bit quicker if we can. The first one is, like we brought up once at lunch, that the person sort of trying to be Mekabel all Malchus Shamayim, but he's like bothered by the fact that, you know, I know that Lemaisa, I'm not going to, you know, this coming week, I'm here I am Rosh Hashanah. Right? In the coming week, I mean, my Maisa, I just know that. There's 630 mitzvahs and I'm holding by three or four of them, right? You know, like, so how can I really say Hashem? Now, some people, how can I say Hashem? I know Avda Dekut Shabrich. I'm yours, right? I'm yours. So one teretz is, one eitzah is that some of you might say, well, "What do you mean? I don't care about tomorrow, right? Today, with all my heart, I'm an Eved Hashem. Right? This question doesn't bother me. That's what one or two guys basically said to me. This doesn't bother me, right? I don't care about what's going to be next week. Today I'm yours, and that's 100. If you feel that way, then the question can be left. It's not a gear, and a chanami. You do a perfect job. Another answer: the emes is it's the same thing. Perhaps benusach acher, right? That what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah is we're saying, look, the emes is that I have one goal in life, and that's to be hadein didi. Right? Because Baruch Hu would say about me, this one's mine. Right? There's chazals like that, right? Someone who does this, someone who's like that, is Adain Didi. Hashem says about him, Adain Didi. Right? So I want to be his. Right? Now, and I'm now casting in stone on the stone of my on the luchos of my lev. I'm engraving. I know Avda Dekut Shabrichu. Now that's what I'm doing. Now that's the heart. That's the there's another aspect, and that is the expedition, the bapoel. Right? On Rosh Hashanah we're writing the plans. We're getting to the root of it, right? I'm now writing the plans for an Eved Hashem. I'm writing down I am Be'etzim an Eved Hashem, right? And even if the year around I won't, I'm gonna fall back because the poyal we're not on at Musaf Rosh Hashanah year round. Suddenly we're thrown into the streets, right? Suddenly we find ourselves with a battle, right? But I'm now, the plan is being, the plan was written. There's a plan to build this massive binyan of a mensch, of a Eved Hashem, right? Elema, there's this chelik base, and that will be Aseret Yom Tshuva and Yom Kippur. How do we bepoil begin to put the ground, we put the cornerstone in Rosh Hashanah? How do we build on that, right? But as well, what's it nogaya? What's going to be on the next week, and whether practically I'm able to maintain what I really felt and experienced and accepted on Rosh Hashanah? That's not my job. I'm an Eved Hashem. I've got to be makabel on my Rosh Hashanah. My job too. You know? Okay, so now that's that aspect. Another concern we might struggle with on Rosh Hashanah is we might find ourselves sort of like we're feeling like we want to be. The lave is like not like I've had a Rosh Hashanah like that, right? Yom Kippur even worse, right? I had like that, right? You just feel like you're like cold as a crocodile, right? Mamish frozen, right? There you are, and it just doesn't go, right? It just doesn't go. So these are opportunities to develop. But one thing I would say about that is what one could do is if that's how it is on Rosh Hashanah, remember that your Yesod don't lose your Menuchas HaNefesh, your Yeshuv does. You start getting nervous, right? That's just what the Yetzer Hara wants you to do, right? That's one of his, the Iker weapons of the Yetzer is Bilbo. Person becomes nervous and movable bow, right? What the Yetzer would then be is that that's my avoider. You know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm still going to serve you, right? With this stone heart, the cold heart that I'm feeling right now, and it might be Shachris, and who knows, Musaf things will be different. I mean, it often is that way. No one feels the same way every single tefillah. Right? One tefillah goes and one doesn't. You're tired, one tefillah, whatever. Right? So relax. You can still read the tefillah, still ascribe to it, still have be ritzini about it. Right? You really want that? Okay. So I'm not. Bawling my eyes out, right? okay, so the Seder, where does it say that you have to? So that's something to think about. It's not an easy thing to do, but if you can do that, then you adarabba, then you can grow from that experience. And it, now the other thing also, another Eitzer directs so much for this problem of lacking. But if things are not going well, right, or like you're struggling with. Who am I, and this is what, he's not going to accept me, he's not interested, right? Let's say you're feeling that way, right? So especially it's a mistake, but what one can do is one could actually elevate oneself to a completely different madraga, and that is by making oneself a part of the Klal Yisrael, by saying, okay, take yourself, push yourself over the edge, right? Because Baruch Hu, I don't know what's going to be with me. I may be frying right now, but I'm still going to daven for Klal Yisrael, right? And I want to be a part of Klal Yisrael. I'm a part of Klal Yisrael, and for you and for the Geula and for Klal Yisrael, for England and for South Africa and for Australia and for America and for, right? I'm davening for the Yidden, for Klal Yisrael, because this is a phenomenal nation, right? The nation that's been through what it's been through, right? So then forget about yourself. Just in fact, on Rosh Hashanah, I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even. Why daven about for oneself? And give me this, and give me that, and give me this, and give me that. Just I want to be an Eved Hashem. That's all. Help me to be an Eved Hashem. Right? You've got plenty of time. You'll have Aseret Yom Tshuva and the whole Yom Kippur to daven for yourself, and it's important then. And Rosh Hashanah, it's not, you're not going to daven for yourself. Right? You can. And you're allowed to. And perhaps others might say you should, but I'm saying it's so shiny. You could say forget myself, right? Let's go for Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that often you might even I remember the part. I don't know if one should do this, but the hinani which the Baal Musaf says, right? If you recognize that you if you daven and you be'emest with you speak to Hashem, korav Hashem l'chol koira, Hashem's close to whoever calls him be'emest, right? So if I call him now be'emest and I talk to him be'emest now. And he's close to me. So if you recognize that, that it's when the Baal Musaf gets up and he says, Hinani, you also open up and you say your Hinani. Right? because you're going to daven for Klal Yisrael, and little me is going to daven be'emes. I'm going to speak to Hashem be'emes. I'm not going to try and hide behind a farce and pretend that I'm someone that I'm not. The person that I am, with all my milas and all my chisroinus, right? Here I am. I just want to talk to you be'emes, right? So you could say the hinnah. I don't think you should say the shameless, but I'm saying, you know, like I once had that feeling, and I did that. I said like the hinnah along with the husband, you know, quietly, not like making a big noise. Everyone, that's a for sure sign that you're not doing it to Hashem Shemayim, right? But I'm saying, you know, I actually found myself like just being elevated by the risk that I'm not for myself, you know. Then it's not so small. Then it's national. Then it's okay. That's the nervousness. The other problem that we have is that's not a thing. Don't be nervous. If the house is on fire, right, and you get nervous, it's the worst thing that you could do, right? You should maintain your yeshiva das and just think about what do I need to take out, right? You got to maintain your right? So nervousness is the worst, the worst thing. So relax. If you're getting nervous, relax. Just relax. Take it easy. It's not what Hashem wants you to do. So don't do it. Right? Okay. So prepare the machzor before. Obviously, that's necessary. If you can't concentrate for so long because it's a long tefillah, so bring a book. Bring a good book. Bring a book about amazing, inspiring stories, right? And when the thread is too long and you can't, you know, so you take out your book, relax, you know, say what? When you're not davening Shemone Esrei, when they're not saying Kedusha, why not? There was this on Yom Kippur of Lechta said for many years he used to. Someone told me this. He used to didn't stay for the korban because he had no shaykes to the korban. Didn't feel shaykes to it. For years and years, he used to go home and help his wife. It's a long time when you go through. All anyway, let's not get stuck here. Now the other thing is okay. That's that basically right. And if you get tired and you can't daven, so if you can put your head down for 20 minutes and then daven like a mensch, it's worth much more than. Although on Rosh Hashanah there's a thing of sleeping in the day, that's an issue, but Lichoyro, I don't know, should ask a shayla.
Is that kavua or is that alright?
What's that? No, that's not kavua. Put your head down.
What I'm saying is the din is only by kavua.
I don't remember. Yeah, certainly shayna's kavua, the person shouldn't do, but a person has to be straight. He has to be straight with Yoshua, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, if there's a halacha, not to do something. So then that's how you be straight. But otherwise, be real. You know, if you know you're going to be struggling, you didn't have enough sleep, and you find yourself exhausted. So put your head down for 20 minutes. Okay. Anyway, now the other thing is Kabbalahs. I don't know if we have time to go into this, but this is more nogea to next week. There's a lot to talk about this. Firstly, on Rosh Hashanah, let's be clear, we're not looking for our faults. Right? We're looking for our milas. Especially in our door where we don't recognize, we don't know that we got milas, right? Every one of us here has got tremendous milas. The problem is we're so influenced about faults, bad, this, right? You first got to recognize your milas before you can do this. So we're not looking for our faults, we're looking for our milas. That you discover you actually shaykh to Klal Yisrael, and that you're an Eved Hashem, and that you mamish had kivas elokim, you know. Yeah, I mean, those are the milas, right? Now, Kabbalahs which are too difficult for us to keep, we have to know that we can keep them. And the problem with those, if they're too difficult, that's not me. We're looking to reconnect. So you've got to have something that the root has to attach to the ground, has to have a yanika from the ground. Right? Some root, some attachment to the ground, then the thing can flourish and grow. Right? So it's got to be real, it's got to be small enough, it's got to be effective. Kabbalahs have to be effective. Now, small but effective, right? That's the rule. If they're small, they can be effective. Right? Now, but you have to think of something that's tucker effective. In other words, I've got a few examples just to throw them out. The goal here is that we should be what's called sam derech, someone who's careful, who thinks about what he's doing. That we should grow to develop the people that think about what we're doing. That's basically the first level in the Sisishorim. Right? If you get to a point where we're thinking about what we're doing, we're not just naturally being drawn by habit, but it's this time of day and I do that, and this time and now I'm running here and I'm running there and I'm doing this, I'm running there. Right? We should actually, we've got to develop being, that's mitponen. Leman taskilin, that we should contemplate, we should be thinking, focusing on what we do. Right? If we're doing something that's negative, but we should be focusing on that, realizing that we're doing something that's not good. That's a major sort of root. Like the actually saw in the Alt of Kelm, he writes, a person should try to be a Rosha Sheloi Keder Chateva, not a Rosha Keder Chateva. That's his Kabbalah, one of the Kabbalahs he made. Right? Which means a Rosh HaKeder HaTeva is a Rosh who just goes with the flow and Mimeila does whatever, right? He never thinks about anything. The Rosh HaShelo HaKeder HaTeva is the guy who's thinking and sits down for a bit of time to contemplate, where am I holding, what am I doing, right? And he's thinking about that, and he's thinking about what he is and where he's at, right? But he's nichshal. But the next day again, nochamol, he goes and he thinks and he tries and he, right? But he keeps doing. But he's a rosha sheloike derech hateva. He calls it not a rosha that's schlepped by the forces of nature. Right? He's a rosha who's schlepped not because naturally he was pulled along, but because he fought and he's thinking and he's not just going along being schlepped. But anyway, that's you see the level that's getting to the root. Right, now I'll give you an example of a Kabbalah I just thought of now. Right? Not now, I mean a few days ago. But just to bring out the point, right, of how to implement something small that can really we go upstairs, right, there's that outside door. Right? Now when that door closes, when you let the door go, it closes and it slams. So you've got guys in the rooms there, and it's pretty irritating. I mean, I imagine especially for guys that are close to the door, right? Some guys it probably doesn't, but they're probably guys that it irritates. So imagine you make a Kabbalah. Your Kabbalah on Yom Kippur is that when you go through that door, you're not going to let the door close. You're going to turn around and close it gently. That's my Kabbalah for Yom Kippur. So you'd say, that's not, what kind of Kabbalah is that? I mean, which mitzvah are you keeping? Which avera are you avoiding now? Right? What you're doing with that Kabbalah is you're effectively, you're changing, you're gonna tamper with the mitzvahs. You're gonna make yourself, you're starting to build yourself into a different type of person. A person doesn't just do things, open the door and let it go, not think about what's happening as I pass the door now, right? It's something that's a Kabbalah that a few times a day you're going to have this thing where you're reminded that I'm closing the door because I'm not just like naturally going along, letting my habits just drive me in my will. Right? It's much easier to run through and fly through and you're on your way, you're rushing, right? And this is going against one's will. One has got a rotzen. I'm running to the room. I'm on my way, right? And you're running through the room and you let the door go, right? I'm just giving you an example of how you could do these things b'chokhmah, right? That if you think about it, that's got a tremendous. It's probably going to have a lot of effect over the year, because every time you go through the door, you're thinking about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, right? The Kabbalah you made. You're reminding yourself, and you're stopping yourself from just like running putting one's head down and letting the horse go. Right? But the goal is that we should be the rider should be on the horse, controlling the horse. Right? That's the yasod. That's my mission, the yasod. After that point, we can start to grow, get to. But that's like the. That's an avoider. That's a life's avoider. Right? And it's a different type of person. It's a person who's not just a horse without a rider. That's a rider on the horse. Right. So we're trying to get ourselves to. The horse has run away with us. Right. That's where we're holding right now. We want to become riders that regain control of the horse. Right? So that's one example. Another example, I think it's, but not necessarily these two. You should do both. I'm saying as these are examples, doing two or three of them is probably too much. Right? Go for one effective Kabbalah. Number two is.
Ready.
1 minute. 1 minute. Okay. Number two is when you're eating, appreciate the food. In other words, when you eat something and it's tasty, right, think about, don't just like stick it in as quick as you can, you know, grab it and run, right? Don't be a thief, right? Don't be a gunner, right? You've been, this food has been offered to you. Someone, Kadosh Baruch Hu has sent you the food, right? So I'm not even talking about the brachas, because you know, I can't relate to so much to that, you know, like, but I mean, maybe the bracha would probably follow on, but if you could do that, right, and you could stop for a second when you're eating, and like apparently someone told me, so we were all eating something once, and he would take it, put it in his mouth, like a wine, you know, those wine pros that they, you know, they the havdil elefant pros, right? That's how he would eat. He was thinking about the chesed, the chayin, the chesed of rachamim in every single kapit, right? I mean, you see how that, so same two people enjoying the same plate of food, right? One is becoming a different human being. The other one's staying with his habits and his harikulim. Okay. The last one is the first opportunity in the day when you come into yeshiva, let's say, right? And the first opportunity that you have to let a joke out, like, how's it, you geezer, right? You could also, you could say, how's it, guys, right? But you're going to say, how's it, you geezer, right? Now, the first time you do that, you're going to do that. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Nothing wrong with that, right? Not because there's something wrong with this, right? But because you want to build your panimius. So the first thing, make a kabbalah, like the first time in the day that you have the opportunity, you're gonna hold it in, right? Hold it in. Just the first time, not more than that, right? Relax. But it's, you know, okay, guys, let's.
Thank you.